Okay. Different setup. They got us all changed in this thing. All moved around. Our rookie class, yeah, there are a number of guys that did an amazing job. You know, our college scouting department and everybody involved in the draft process, you know, did a great job last year. We had a great plan. Yeah, just so many people that, you know, we really, yeah, we just did a really good job of identifying, like, you know, who the coaches would want and what would be the good fits. And, yeah, excited for a lot of guys' futures. Yeah, yeah, I gotta get caught up. No, they like Nolan Teasley, Trent Kirshner, Matt Berry, Aaron Heinlein, Willie. Those guys, everybody's just been killing it. And so now it's really gonna be about like the my private time, like the studying, getting caught up with that. But free agency, we had great free agency meetings during the season, so you know we'll learn a lot about what's going on down here this week. But yeah, the timeline part is real. I was just asked that a couple minutes ago. It's like, it's just, you know, the discipline on the weekends to try to figure out how to get caught up. And we'll get through it. Well, it depends on, you know, whether it's a coach or a trainer or somebody in sports science or, you know, a player. It's like all about relationships and how are they going to fit into our building and are we going to be able to take care of this person? Or are they going to be able to, you know, bite into our culture and what we have going on in the building? Regarding players? Yeah, no, it's just, you know, continuing to interview people, do background, all your background work, all our connections, all our relationships, college football, pro football. Got back and got Sam. Yeah. Can you, I couldn't, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, it's hard to hear. Apologize. Yeah. Well, just collectively as a group, you know, offensive staff, our head coach, Leslie Frazier, you know, just really about, you know, how Sam, like the experience compared to a college guy, I mean, it's drastic. So, yeah, so we were all in it together. And, you know, that process of really, like, again, we're down here trying to figure out what the landscape's going to look like. And so that was a crazy week. It went really fast. And but everybody was on board on the person, the competitor, the leader. And so, yeah, that compared to a college draft choice, the difference was significant in our eyes. It's a challenge. It really is a challenge. You know, you have, you saw all the change this year. There was more change in the league than I think a lot of us anticipated. And so it's how do you identify those core, you know, coaches on your staff, especially offensively, when you have a defensive-minded head coach that, you know, we're identifying people that all fit into a puzzle and, you know, can, you know, try to sustain that consistency. And it's different. It's different at every club. Yeah, nothing, you know, you have to evaluate every class. And so we evaluated this class as, okay, well, you know, 25 is going to be stronger than 26, 27, maybe stronger than, and it's not, it's not the individual players, it's kind of the collective, like the whole group. And so that's, you know, why you saw us make some of the decisions we made. Those are like in-house things. I appreciate the question. But yeah, we want, you know, 6 foot six guys that have 38 inch arms and run 4.2. Sorry, it's just, I'm being sarcastic. It's again, how the players, like, how are they going to, especially with this year's class, the people we're adding into that room, how are they going to compensate for other players' deficiencies and be able to work off of each other? Because he's incredibly humble, really smart, very organized. Obviously hell of a play caller. And, that's what I would say. I mean, I don't know how many press conferences you've been with. Like, he's really, really good person. Yeah, those guys are really good dudes. Oh, man. Big brain. Adaptable, knows exactly what he wants. Felt like he, knew like what he was looking for, what he was looking at, when he was talking about our team and where we are offensively. And he's got this really cool defensive background. He called defenses in college at Sacred Heart, I think, when he was like 25 or 26 years old. So. Yeah, his dad was a like 7-time state champion in Maryland. Like, he's just all football. No, I had a great talk with Jody, the other night, and she's like, "Let's go for it. Like, let's rip it." And it's just business as usual for us. I know it's, just business as usual and all football. Ryan, what's up, buddy? I have no idea. Well, they've attended like 7 schools, They've moved around more than, No, these guys are just more. They're just slightly more advanced in terms of their experience. When guys, when we had guys before where they would come out of college, you're kind of like worried about, okay, you're moving from South Bend to Seattle. What's that going to look like? And, what's that adjustment period going to be like for you personally, away from, the professional part of, how you're going to adapt to the National Football League. But now these guys are like, okay, they're living in Eugene and they're living in, College Station, and they're just more ready for the off-field experience, not the football part necessarily, because we don't give these guys enough time to develop. We used to have NFL Europe, and it was awesome. You had like Mark Bolger, Brad Johnson, you had all these guys that could go play. Jake Delhomme, I'm missing people. Good. With Zach, I wouldn't put anything past him. I mean, there was a, there was a point that day where like we really didn't even know what was going on. He's just such a strong, powerful person, and his work ethic's, incredible. So I wouldn't put anything past him. Yeah, Super Bowl MVP. I kind of lost it at the. I got nervous at the. I was talking in front of all those people the other day, and Ken's like, "What are you talking about? I totally made that up. Like, I just lost it." No, we'd love to have Ken back. And he knows us better than anybody. It's about our 70, and our collective and what that's going to look like. And we'll have those meetings down here. We'll start, talking to all the agents we'll have a better feel of where we're going here towards the end of the week, but. Obviously, we'd love to have everybody. We want to have everybody back. you know, right when you get done with something special like that, you're like, hey, let's run it back. You know, it's gonna be an interesting process. That's a good try, Bob. God dang. I couldn't hear you. Yeah. No, I mean, you have to look at the whole picture. He finished strong. I mean, he was having a great season. Both those guys were having a really good season. So, you know, it was really a huge bummer for Zach, you know, especially at that time of the year and, you know, where we were in the process. And so it was just sad. But, you know, Ken did a great job, stepped forward. Obviously, we relied heavy on him last several games, and he came through. Tough. He's tough, man. Yeah. Yeah. He gets after it. You know, those guys are basically 18-year-old pros, you know, 19-year-old pros. But, yeah, they have an incredible program. Kirby does a great job down there. Behind the scenes with Tori, incredible person, yeah, competitor. He was really starting to take off. You know, when we made that trade with New Orleans, we were expecting the two of them to be take the top off receivers. And, you know, unfortunately, he had a shin issue that just kept lingering. And then, you know, we had to place him on IR, but we were literally hoping to get him back at some point. We weren't able to pull the trigger, but what a great guy. He's, like, fun to be around. Culture. He's a culture guy for sure. A lot of fun. T-Bone. Call him T-Bone is his nickname. Mike is. Yeah. I think so. Oh, man. What you guys see every day is the clarity, big brain, problem solver, can just think on the fly. Like, he's super, like, pliable. His brain's just, you know. Yeah, he's just clear and really intelligent football coach. Like, but it's not. I think it's kind of like, you know, if you sat down and played Uno with him, he'd, you know, want to kick your ass too. We don't look at it like that. We look at it as like another tool. Like, we're able to, like, evaluate how they handle themselves. They're further along with the way they manage their money. Obviously, if there's something crazy in the background, we'll know because of their college experience. But we look at it as a tool to be able to, you know, be able to move them forward in our program as soon as they come in the building. And it's just more like the evaluation process. Our staff, our college staff, does a great job of interacting. We're you know, constantly talking about, you know, hey, if I went to Minnesota last year and you went to Wisconsin, like, these guys switched. We're constantly talking about, you know, hey, are we hearing the same thing? Are we getting the same messaging? And if we're not, who are we going to next? Like, how are we building our background information? You know, what are our different sources? And our guys they do a phenomenal, like I said, we're really working on our relationships, and our guys do a phenomenal job with it. Aaron Heinlein in particular, these guys, like they really, it's very important to them, and they just really work at it. And so those guys all work great together. It's a great question. You know, it's interesting. The combines have become a little bit more about, like I said earlier, about what the, like, free agency and trades and what's the spring going to look like. And then, like, we just kind of, the medical portion's huge. You know, basically started because, you know, the Jets drafted a guy that was legally blind in one eye. So the medical part's huge for us. And then all the interviews, the character, the person, and then it all just kind of starts, you know, building. These guys are going on Monday, they're starting to go to schools, you know, to go to the pro days. Yeah, I just think it's like I was just telling Jared, it's like a reset. Like, all right, here we go, we're moving, you know. And we don't know what next week. I mean, here we go. Like, we're gonna be into free agency next week. Like, I can't tell you what it's gonna look like as of today. Yeah, those guys are very talented young men. And you guys saw what Riley can do. You know, Elijah was having a great season before his injury. We were lucky to get him back for the Super Bowl. He's got a super bright future. They're both really young. They've bought into our building. They've bought into our people. They brought in the strength conditioning staff. So excited for both those guys. Well, that's what the cool kids say, but like, let's run it back. And like, yeah. Yeah, well, I think it starts with our head coach. It starts with strength conditioning guys, the coaching staff, and then the players. You know, like loving on each other and wanting to play for each other. And ultimate team sport, man. I mean, it's the coolest thing going. You know, I mean, obviously we're all a little biased here at the combine, but like, I mean, it's like literally like playing for each other. And I just think, you know, Mike, you know, working with Stephen Hauschka, Mike Gervais last year, you know, really like, you know, emphasizing the connectedness was a really cool lesson in team building. Down cycle. I wouldn't say that. Every draft class is totally different, you know. So I wouldn't say there's just certain numbers at different positions every year. You know, shoot, I remember one year we had like maybe like 7 corners on our whole board, and like it's like who we gonna take, you know, so. No, I don't think so. I think these guys are just like they're even, you know, after the, you know, in the locker room, you know, at the parade, they were all just like, you know, talking about next year. And yeah, they're just, it's just cool. Like there's a great mix of veteran leadership, dogs, young dogs, athletes, speed, and then, you know, guys that are willing to buy into development and their coaches, and again, the people in the building that are supporting them. Couple more. Anything else? Cool.